The two men severely injured in last week's natural gas explosion in Canton are now considered suspects in the case. Canton Fire Department identified them as 40-year-old Justin Bruce and 42-year-old Michael Mullins. Officials say neither man was authorized to be in the vacant house on Bonnot Place Northeast, which was listed for sale. July 30th blast destroyed the home, damaged an entire city block, and forced 23 residents from their homes. Both men remain hospitalized with severe burns. Investigators say criminal charges are expected. A woman riding an electric bicycle was killed Tuesday morning after a crash with a commercial truck. The Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Veronica Winland of Bethlehem Township was riding west on Worcester Street in Navarre when she failed to stop for a red light and entered the intersection at Main Street. Troopers say her bicycle struck the trailer of a southbound truck driven by a 44-year-old Columbus area man. Winland later died at Mercy Hospital in Canton. The truck driver was not injured. The crash remains under investigation. Man accused of a shooting in Canton will have his case heard by a grand jury. 41-year-old Stephen Gales of Canton was arrested last Wednesday after being named the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive of the Week. The case stems from a July 19th incident at Skyline Terrace Apartments on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 20-year-old Carlito Urien of Canton was taken to Altman Hospital with a gunshot wound. Gales is charged with felonious assault and burglary. He was arraigned Tuesday in municipal court. He's being held on $100,000 bond. An Alliance man accused of stealing more than $10,000 worth of tools and supplies, 54-year-old John Natale, was arrested and charged with grand theft. Alliance police allege he drove a stolen vehicle onto Morgan Engineering property and took tools and other items. Natale scheduled for arraignment Friday in municipal court. He was arraigned July 27th on a separate grand theft charge, accusing him of stealing a pickup truck from an Ald Street address on July 24th. Perry Township Police urging residents to verify information before sharing it online after false posts misidentified a department employee. Police say a social media post accused someone of a crime involving a minor, but the person named was not the employee who shares the same name. Officers say the misinformation caused confusion and could harm innocent people and their families. Greater Alliance Carnation Festival continuing today with the used book sale. It wraps up at the Commons with Pay by Donation Day. The scavenger hunt and kids coloring contest continue along with tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell home. Days in the Park begins at Silver Park at 4. The youth color run starts from the tennis courts at 6. The John Hampu Band will perform starting at 6. Akron-Canton Airport receiving a $9.1 million federal grant for infrastructure improvements. The funding from the U.S. Transportation Department will be used to repair passenger boarding bridges and reconstruct key airport facilities. The grant is part of an $870 million nationwide program supporting airports in 44 states and two U.S. territories for safety and modernization projects. Akron-Canton served nearly 939,000 passengers last year, marking a 23.5% increase over the previous year. Woman is headed to prison for her role in a fatal drug overdose in Ravenna. 39-year-old Tanya Sayre of Streetsboro was sentenced Monday in Portage County Court to 8 to 12 years behind bars. She pleaded guilty last month to involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and aggravated drug trafficking. Prosecutors say Sayre delivered the methamphetamine that led to the December overdose death of 46-year-old Mark Musgrave. Two co-defendants are scheduled to stand trial in September. South Carolina truck driver facing charges after he allegedly left his 11-year-old son alone in his semi while attempting to meet someone he believed was a prostitute. 34-year-old Stephen Glover of Columbia pleaded not guilty Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to child endangering, engaging in prostitution, and possessing criminal tools. Pretrial hearing set for October 6th. Police say Glover was arrested after responding to an online ad posted by undercover agents. Police investigating after an 11-year-old boy was found locked inside a dog cage during a house fire in Youngstown. Firefighters responded early Monday to a home on Forest View Drive where they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the back of the house. Investigators say a witness reported the cage had three locks. Boy is now in the custody of Mahoning County Children's Services. Three people escaped the fire and a fourth person was rescued. The boy's father tells WFMJ-TV his son locked himself in the cage. Temporary protection order against Mahoning County Clerk of Courts Michael Ciccone has been lifted. The order was dismissed Tuesday after his wife dropped her appeal during a hearing in Mahoning Valley Domestic Relations Court. The order had required Ciccone to stay away from his wife and children and surrender any firearms following a July incident involving a custody exchange with their 5-year-old son. Ciccone has not been criminally charged.